Welcome to another in the continuing Krasloft interview series on Progzilla Radio. This week's interview features classically trained vocalist Haley Griffiths from Surrey in southern England. Her set at Fusion 5 in Starport was very well received after last year's unfortunate cancellation. Sean Garrity and I sat down and chatted with Haley about her solo work and her band right after her set at Fusion on March 5th.
Krasloft with Sean Garrity, the Sunday 1-2 Punch on Progzilla Radio, and this beautiful lady next to me, Haley Griffiths, just finished a marvelous set on the stage here at Fusion. Sound was beautiful, the music was beautiful, she's a beautiful lady.
Yeah, we have spoken before, and thank you so much for coming on my radio show a while back. That was just before you did the Zio tour, when you had Joe with you, which was the first Zio tour, wasn't it? And I remember talking to you about your background and how, you just mentioned, obviously, you toured with Riverdance and Lord of the Dance and Time's Got
Past. That was kind of quite a long time ago now, the first kind of decade of my career.
Yeah.
It was very much Celtic orientated, working in the kind of Irish dance shows, and that's kind of like my first taste into the industry.
Mm.
Which was really throwing myself in the deep end, because overnight I went to kind of doing an arena tour.
Yeah.
Like literally all over the world. So it was like a really amazing
opportunity. Because they got massive audiences, didn't they?
Like huge.
Yeah.
I saw something in your set that blew me away and just sucked me in. When you were singing the song in the video of you singing the song in perfect synchronization.
It's very stressful to do that.
I was going to ask, do you like to practice that? Because a meter of timing is the same, but
it is
over 3-5 minutes.
Oh, I'm glad you said that, because we were all sweating.
I know. Because if you get that wrong,
I'm glad it worked.
But that was spot on.
But that's what kind of was really fun about Fusion, is that they had the opportunity for us to have the screen. So I think four of our tracks, the music videos, we were able to run them back, which really just adds such an extra element with like the visual impact.
Right.
So I wish we could do that another
time. Do you do that on most of your
So where venues allow, so actually our show last night, we did actually also have a screen, but not every venue has one.
Yeah.
So when they do, we're like, yes.
Yes.
It adds so much.
It really does.
So did you prepare that for this show?
So this basically is, give or take, a couple of songs and the encore. This is like the second half of our show from our tour. Because as you mentioned, like with the Celtic stuff, this particular tour we've just come off, which kind of finished today really, our Metamorphosis tour represents like both sides of my career. So the first half we did at like a Celtic set.
Right.
So if anybody that say had like known me from like Kinesca days or like us starting on Hayley Griffiths Band, would probably been quite confused because they expect like the prog rock set. We did a full first set of like Irish music.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant because I just being authentically me, and I think it's kind of celebrated both sides of my career. And so far, like, everyone seems to really love the concept. And it's pretty quirky. You've got to be quite musically open-minded. But I really love them. It's kind of different parts of my voice.
Yeah, it's great to have those two sides. And in fact, last year you released two albums at a very similar time.
On the same day.
The same day.
Oh, that's
on the same day.
Two totally separate albums released the
same
day. Melanie and Far From Here. Which the Far From Here was the Celtic side of your music. And Melanie was the rock band.
This gentleman knows about her music.
Of course, how could we not? We know all about her from Solar Radio. We love you, Hayley.
Oh.
And so, what's the decision to release them both on the same day?
So, I kind of during lockdown, the idea for Melanie had been running for a while. Since we started the project, it was kind of like trickling away in the background. Lockdown hits, got pregnant as well, so everything kind of slowed down here. And then during lockdown I was like, let's add like more work to our plate, more craziness. And I just had this idea actually since the last tour, and in our last tour we have like a little acoustic set, and because of that acoustic set we do like a song called Black is the Colour and The Parting Glass. And I realised how much I like love that material and how much I kind of miss singing that kind of thing. And that kind of sparked this idea to record another Celtic album.
Yeah.
I had one out in 2011 called Celtic Rose. So this is basically, I had this like idea for a 10-year follow-up, but it plus, so just added a few extras.
even in the gig tonight, and say you did, there's elements where you're doing full-out rock chick stuff, but then you do the melodic stuff so beautifully. And I tell you, when you're singing in that style and melodic style, your voice just shines through for me. Absolutely beautiful.
And the sound system in here
is
excellent. Probably better than what you're getting on stage.
Yeah, our whole stage is now in ears, so we obviously can't hear anything.
Yeah.
Really nice clean sound on stage.
Very clean sound the last song where you turned it over to the drummer.
Yeah.
I would stand it in the back and I'm just going, okay. And then he's... French,
yeah.
He must have been in Frank Carducci's band at one
time. He was one of the very early drummers.
So obviously,
and they are great friends of ours. I even went to see I went to see them on Wednesday night in London.
Yeah, on their base. They were here last night.
I know, Mary's left me a little note.
He was here last night and we had a fire drill. Fire alarm went off and he just walked out on the steps out front. And they were doing a cappella and
it was something else. I think it was a bit chilly out there last night. Wouldn't have been. But take us way back, because I remember when I spoke to you before on my radio show, and we spoke about your origins way back in musical theatre. You've done West End as well, haven't you?
So I basically really been in the industry since I was about 7 years old. I've had an agent and I was constantly auditioning. And, I was in the West End from a young age, a couple of shows, Barclay, Dominion. I did TV work, was acting. So like, all acting and singing have been right there from a really young age. And it's just, kind of let go of something I've always wanted to do. Probably not good enough anything else in Venice. It was like, I have to do this. This is my thing. I'm like, really. So and the musical theatre is... Definitely, I love mine, and I think probably comes across in my singing and the style of my singing. It's like my trade. I'm classically trained.
That was going to be my question. Where is your background? Classical.
So, very much classically trained, with quite a heavy influence of musical theatre. So I did a lot of musical theatre. Kind of mixing the two.
Original West End cast of Scrooge.
I
wasn't
am
it?
Indeed.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you've done theatre. You've done theatre.
I have done theatre.
Broadway style stuff?
So West End, so the UK version.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm stuck in California. We have no culture. We don't have culture in California. So we have rock and roll and pop and three Broadway shows. That's it. Yeah.
And I remember you telling me you did Edinburgh Fringe as well.
Yes.
Which is quite.
Which you know all. Oh, really know.
Of course. We don't just throw these shows together.
Being the interviewer, what is that exactly?
Edinburgh Fringe.
I did that very long time. Yeah. It's like a fringe festival of loads of different plays and comedies and musical. So a lot of comedy and plays more and some music, I think, as well.
Okay, okay. So it's a very broad spectrum.
It's huge. Yeah. It's all over Edinburgh. You can do like massive venues or tiny like, pub venues or like street corners. It's like just everywhere is like entertainer. It's got such an amazing vibe.
you working on right now?
So we are just kind of getting into a new album for the rock stuff. So we've only just finished the tour, so a lot of our preparations are really like gearing up for touring. Our tour last year, which coincided with the album, unfortunately got postponed, which is why we went here last year. A lot of stuff happened last year and we ended up kind of pushing everything back. We haven't gotten quite very far in the writing yet, but that's
okay.
Like, the step for 2024 is like new material, really.
Yeah.
And we are touring at the end of the year and we've got a few festivals coming up. I'm also kind of guesting for a few other people. I have an album coming out with Oliver Wakeman.
Amazing.
So his new album, Anam Cara, I'm the singer for the album, so I have some on all the tracks. So that's like amazing. It's amazing. The album is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's really gorgeous. So I think that's coming out very soon.
Okay, that's very good.
Since we last spoke, Emily, obviously there's been a major change in your own personal life, because since we spoke, which was just at the start of the Zio tour, since then you've married Jimmy, and you now have your own two beautiful children as well. And that
future roadies.
Well,
they are here today, unexpectedly. They weren't supposed to be here. Childcare.
Babysitter let you know.
Yeah. At 7:30 this morning. So I was like, we either bring the kids or we don't do the gig. So
obviously that's changed the way you think about your tours, your gigs,
stuff
you've got to.
And it definitely makes life a lot harder, I'll definitely be honest.
But worthwhile.
And especially as we have two bands, so we've got the Zio, Jimmy's Project Zio, and then my band. So we both tour with them. It's like, oh, who wants the kids?
Yeah. And let's just throw a couple of kids and family stuff in too. It'll
all
work out.
Makes life pretty interesting.
So any future plans for Zio? I know
we're
nice
for
you. So you did Zio, you did a tour with Joe, and then you did another tour with Charlie.
Lovely
Charlie's here
Charlie.
Tonight, I'm sure you have seen.
Yes.
Everybody loves Charlie.
Yes, the ghost.
Future plans
on the
Zio front as well?
Yes, yeah, so Zio is touring later this year.
Yeah.
The dates haven't been announced yet, but soon. And then we'll be touring at the end of the year. I'm headlining Winter's End with Oliver Wakeman.
This year?
Yes, and then HGV are performing in Summer's End.
Fantastic.
So
you won't
just on the road from
be at Summer's End.
I will be at both.
Oh, you're going to be Winter and Summer's End?
Yeah, so I'm doing Oliver Wakeman's one in the Winter's End and then Summer for Hayden's
so,
Band.
Now, one for three. I'm one for three seeing you now because I missed the cancellation last two. And then I'm going to get doubled up.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, that's a busy year for you then.
Definitely. There might be a few other little surprises during that.
Wow.
I might pop up elsewhere.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
And I shall try and get to see you in Somerset, because I'm in Devon, just down the road.
Okay.
So, because when I saw you, you were at the wonderful Tavistock Wharf.
Oh, yes.
Which is such a cute little venue, isn't it?
Yeah, we like it.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? It's just, I wish we could get more people, more people in. People say, oh, it's a problem. But it's great to fill these venues, isn't it?
That's a good point. That's Prague. That's not Prague. You kind of
straddle
the line.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we're like completely Prague. I think we're quite like classic rock, like theatrical rock. There's quite a few different influences
and,
in there.
And I was going to say, you don't have to be into Prague to like the Hayden Griffiths.
No, and it's definitely
not more
commercial.
A more mainstream of
the
Yeah, very much.
Well, are you rock with the Prague or are you Prague with rock? That's really the question. But a couple of times I turned my head around going, oh, Prague just got me. It just got me. It's like it shot at you.
Is that the 15-8 bit?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. You spent a lot of years with Carnetica as well.
I did.
And of course, we've got Rob here tonight.
Yeah, that's really nice
to see
you.
The new keyboard player. And you did some very highly acclaimed albums with Carnetica, didn't you? Which for me, really, obviously, they had Rachel, wasn't it, before you? And then
Lisa.
And Lisa. Lisa Fury.
Yeah.
What a great, all wonderful voices. Some iconic albums in there. And certainly the albums that you did with them.
I think it's been incredibly proud of.
Yeah, absolutely. Superb stuff. And then it moves on to your current stuff. It just seems to just keep on getting better and better. It flows through, doesn't it?
Well, I hope so. It's like an evolving.
Yeah, that's something. It's progression.
Yeah.
Progression,
yeah.
That's the word, isn't it?
It's got Prague in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
So, Haley, tell us a little bit more about how I'm sure most of our viewers are very familiar with your music, but tell us a little bit more about, thank you, Cheryl. Tell us a little bit more about how people can find your music on your website.
So my website is HayleyGriffiths.com, but we are on all the usual kind of social media places. Hayley Griffiths Music on Facebook, as a fan club,
yeah.
Lovely friendly people. Yeah. We're on Spotify and Apple and all the places under Hayley Griffiths.
Fantastic. Well, I think overhead are warming up, so I think we're about to wrap it.
No, we actually got, he said, they're setting up now.
Oh, okay.
Did you want to get out to the
booth?
Yeah, I know you've got a lot of people out there waiting to see you.
Okay, so let's put a wrap on it. HayleyGriffiths.com? No.
Yeah.
Facebook, just look up Hayley Griffiths with an S, right?
Yes, and Hayley G Music on Instagram.
Fantastic.
There you go. TikTok?
I don't do
it. Yay! Oh, actually, not bad.
Hayley, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Obviously, Beauty and the Beasts. I'm Alan Kraslow. You can hear my show live every Sunday night at midnight in the UK. Replay Saturday at 8 p.m. right after Sean Garrity at 10 p.m. on Sunday nights. And on Saturdays, I'm on 8. He's on at 6 p.m. It's a 1-2 punch, and we're brothers.
Oh yeah.
Okay, everybody. Thank you so much. We've got a couple of more interviews coming. Enjoy the show, and we'll see you in a little bit. Bye bye for now.
Thank you.
This has been the Krasloft interview series on Progzilla Radio, featuring Hayley Griffiths. As always, a warm thank you to Hayley, Fusion 5 promoter Steve Gould, along with Progzilla presenter Sean Garrity, and you, the listeners and lovers of progressive rock music. Until next time, I'm Alan Kraslow for the Krasloft Interview Series. Lessons shall be learned through